No problem. Get in touch with us today, and we'd be delighted to advertise and promote your goods and services at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Present the main news on One Love Radio. My name is Mumbra Tailash. Let's take a look at the headlines. Financial expert welcomes interest rate cuts by the Bank of Zambia. Children appeal to the public to look into plight of children with disabilities. And other news in detail. A financial expert has welcomed interest rate cuts by the Bank of Zambia, describing the move as an encouraging signal for the economy, but cautioned that ordinary borrowers may not experience immediate relief. In an interview with One Love Radio News, Mr. Sambawombe says while lower policy rates typically aim to reduce the cost of borrowing, commercial banks often base their lending rates on additional factors beyond central bank decisions. He noted that banks consider risk levels, cost of funds, and borrower credit worthiness, particularly for small and medium enterprises and households. Mr. Sambawombe stressed that the effectiveness of the monetary easing will depend on whether financial institutions transmit the lower rates into productive sectors of the economy rather than prioritizing risk avoidance.
You know, the Bank of Zambia's rate cuts are welcome signal, but ordinary Zambians must understand one key truth. Lower policy rates do not automatically mean cheaper loans overnight. Not at all. Because commercial banks still price lending based on risk, cost of funds, and borrower quality. So for many SMEs and households out there, relief may come gradually, not instantly. The real test is whether banks pass on this monetary easing into productive credit rather than simply protecting the margins.
Sextortion and gender-based activist Tumeli Sitali has lauded government for making all sexual offences non-bailable, contained in a new statutory instrument that was passed by Parliament. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Ms. Sitali says the new statutory instrument acknowledges the long-term trauma caused to sexual violence survivors. For instances, in cases of sextortion, perpetrators often use their power and position in society to silence victims. She says denying bail to individuals that use their power and position in society to silence victims can prevent them from causing further manipulation or harassment to the victims. She further says the new statutory instrument should go hand in hand with a stronger victim support system, digital safety awareness, and fast prosecution to truly make an impact.
I actually welcome this development because it acknowledges the long-term trauma this trend caused to survivors. Take for instance, in cases of sextortion, perpetrators often use power and fear to silence victims. So denying bail can actually prevent further manipulation or harassment. And also the other thing is, what would ask from the law enforcers is, we want this law to go hand in hand with a stronger victim support system, digital theft awareness, as well as faster prosecution to truly make an impact.
Renowned journalist and media expert has expressed concern over government's move to make sexual offences non-bailable under the new statutory instrument, which represents a significant shift in Zambia's criminal justice approach. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Naomi Tsengela Mwanza says while it reflects a commendable commitment to protecting victims and strengthening accountability, it also raises critical concerns about the rights of accused persons, particularly those who may ultimately be found innocent. Mrs. Mwanza says pre-trial detention, especially when it is automatic and not subject to judicial discretion, can have far-reaching consequences, as an accused person may spend months or even years in custody awaiting trial, during which time they may lose employment, income, reputation, and family stability. And in cases where the individual is later acquitted, the question becomes unavoidable, is what remedy exists for the irreversible harm suffered. She says Zambia's legal framework does provide for constitutional protection against unlawful detention, but in cases where detention is lawful under a non-bailable offense classification, avenues for compensation become limited or unclear, which creates a gap in justice. She further says, as the country strengthens its response to sexual offence, there is a need for parallel safeguards which could include expedite trials for such cases, periodic judicial review of detention, and clear legal provisions for compensation in cases of acquittal after prolonged detention.
While it reflects a commendable commitment to protecting victims and strengthening accountability, it also raises critical concerns about the rights of accused persons, particularly those who may ultimately be found innocent. Pre-trial detention, especially when it is automatic and not subject to judicial discretion, can have far-reaching consequences. An accused person may spend months or even years in custody awaiting trial, during which time they may lose employment, income, reputation, and family stability. In cases where the individual is later acquitted, the question becomes unavoidable. What remedy exists for the irreversible harm suffered?
Children at the Next Man Foundation have appealed to the public to look into the plight of children living with disabilities and render a helping hand to them, and also ensure that they are protected. Speaking during a tour and donation of clothes, shoes and food items to Home of Happiness for Children with Disabilities, Malumbo Mulenga, a participant in the Next Man Foundation training and boot camp, says it is important to ensure that children living with disabilities are protected and well taken care of. She has called on the public to be kind and accommodate the vulnerable children in society, as shelter is an essential need that the children with disabilities are lacking. Meanwhile, Kukena Sifwanda says he is happy to render a helping hand by donating the food and clothes to the vulnerable because it is the right thing to do.
Others are still on the street and they don't have where to go, especially children with disabilities. So please, people, let's learn to help others with disabilities and those who don't have homes. Protect them, help them, and please.
Agriculture News.
Agriculture expert Oliver Wulaya says grants remain a critical tool for improving productivity among smallholder farmers, particularly in rural areas where access to information and resources is limited. In an interview with One Love Radio News, Mr. Wulaya noted that financial support provided through grants helps enhance overall agricultural output by enabling farmers to invest in input technologies and improved farming practices. He expressed concern that many rural-based farmers are not fully benefiting from such opportunities due to a lack of information about available support. Mr. Bulaya further stressed the need to utilize community radio stations as a key communication channel to the bridge in the information gap.
And, you know, to the agricultural sector, especially for our smallholder farmers in the rural areas, because this support contributes to the overall agricultural output. Now, what is critical here is this, that our rural-based farmers have no information, especially to what is prevailing, you know, where financial access is concerned. And what available resources are, especially with the support from the cooperating partners, enhancing various agricultural value chains. So it is important that...
We take a break to stay tuned.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the Ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the